You have your Bible, turn with us this morning to John chapter 3. John chapter 3 for just a moment this morning. John chapter 3, we'll read one verse this morning, verse 8. And the Bible says, "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit." I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought: the Spirit in revival. The Spirit in revival. I want to say, praise God, if we're ever going to have revival, if we're ever going to get in, praise God, we've got to realize the Holy Ghost of God. We've got to realize and recognize the power that He has. Now, what is the Holy Ghost of God? Brother Charles taught all around it this morning. It's that presence of God, praise God, that comes from the throne of grace. It comes down to me and you, and it comes down, praise God. Now, listen to this, on purpose. It's not an accident that the Holy Ghost of God comes down. It's not an accident, praise God, that He comes and manifests Himself to people. It's on purpose because of the perfect plan of God. We can see that this morning in John chapter 16. If you want to turn over, let me just show you this morning, kind of in a sense of introduction here. We just see the Holy Ghost of God and what He does in our life. We need Him this morning, praise God, and we need to be mindful of Him in our lives. We need to recognize Him and realize that He's there to help us. He's there to help me, and He's there to help you. But praise God, if we don't recognize that, we can't get the help that we need as individuals today. But praise be to God when we begin to realize who He is, where He come from, and who sent Him. Amen. Praise God, we begin to get the help that we need. Now in John chapter 16, verse 7, Jesus is talking to disciples, and He told in verse 6 not to be sorrowful, because praise God today that Jesus never left nobody a sorrowing. Amen. He always gives us some hope. In verse 7, He says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you." Amen. The God of glory, the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, "Hey, listen, it's expedient that I go away." But He said, "When I go away, I'm going to send you a Comforter, praise God. I will send Him to you." Amen. From the throne of grace, there's going to be power coming down for God's people, glory be to God, to help us in our life, to help us to walk and talk and act and react the way God would be pleasing. Praise the Lord. You say, "Well, preacher, how's He going to do that?" He tells us in verse 12, He said, "I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now." He said, "Hey, I've got so much to say to you that it would blow your mind." Amen. Hey, praise God, if we could just get a hold of the mind of God, we couldn't contain it. That's how magnificent God is. Hey, look, when we try to take God and put Him in a box, and we try to say, "Well, God is, you know, He's this, and praise God, and that's all that He is," praise God, we're missing the boat. Because God is so big, praise God, that we can't put Him in a box. We try to. The world tries to. But praise God, God ain't going to be put in no box. And I want to say, praise God, today, that the Holy Ghost of God can't be put in a box either. Amen. But the Holy Ghost of God, He said, "I'll send Him to you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is coming." Now, notice who's coming. He said, it's a Spirit of truth. The Holy Ghost of God won't tell you a lie. The Holy Ghost of God won't tell you a half-truth like the devil. The Holy Ghost of God's going to tell you the truth, praise God, as it comes from the throne of grace and it comes to your heart. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying the Holy Ghost of God's important. Amen. He's important in our lives. And if we're ever going to have a spirit, we've got to realize that the Spirit in revival, praise God, is that Spirit that comes from God. Amen. "Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself." Amen. Holy Ghost God ain't going to magnify Himself. He's not going to lift up Himself. Praise God, He don't want no recognition. He's pointing to someone far greater. He's pointing to the Son, the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, that'll allow man to be forgiven of sins. Amen. He'll always point to the Son. Amen. He said, "But whatever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and then He will show you things to come." Amen. So what's the purpose of the Holy Ghost of God? The purpose of the Spirit of God is to comfort. Amen. He said He's going to be a comforter. So when you get discouraged and you need encouragement, praise God, the comforter's going to come to you. Praise God, he's going to comfort you. Amen. When you get in those situations, when you end up on flat on your back over in the hospital, praise God, he said, there may not be nobody there. The doctors and nurses may run everybody out, but praise God, he said, the comforter, the Holy Ghost of God, will be there with you. Ain't you glad for that this morning? Amen. The comforter from the throne of grace, the comforter from God will be there with you. Amen. The comfort comes. Not only will comfort come, but there'll be guidance there. He said that he'll teach you. He'll instruct you. Amen. If we're neglecting the Holy Ghost of God, praise God, if we're not listening to the Holy Ghost, we're missing the instruction of God. We're missing the instruction from the throne of grace that God's bestowing, trying to bestow upon us, praise God, for our good health and for our victory in Christ. Amen. It's not only comfort, but it's guidance and it's instruction. Amen. Do you realize the Holy Ghost of God's trying to instruct you today? He's trying to instruct you in what's right. And he'll also instruct you in what's not right. Amen. Because he'll tell you something the devil won't tell you. He'll tell you the truth. Amen. See, the devil's a deceiver. The devil's a liar. But praise God, the Bible said that Jesus said that the one that's coming, that comforter comes from on high, the one that I'll send, he'll tell you the truth. And that you may not like the truth. A lot of times we, praise God, we don't want the truth because the truth points us out and shows us where we're at. It shows us where we're living and the way we're doing, the way that we're acting and the way that we're reacting, praise God. But I won't say, praise God, the truth will set you free from that and you can recognize and realize where you're at. And when you realize where you're at, praise God, you can get help.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for the comforter, praise God. Thank God for the guidance and instruction of the Holy Ghost of God. But you know what's happening today in the world we live in? We're neglecting the Holy Ghost of God. We're rejecting the leadership of the Spirit of God. You say, preacher, how do I know him? Because you know the Word of God. And you know the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, if you've ever been saved, you know the Holy Ghost of God. He moves in and takes up his abode. And if he ain't guiding you and reading you, praise God, what you've done, you've pushed him off in a deep, dark corner of your heart, and you won't let him have his right of way in you. Amen. But when we begin to let the Holy Ghost of God have his right away in our heart, now listen to me this morning. God will begin to do magnificent things in our lives. He'll begin to show you where we're messing up, where we're coming up short. Amen. He'll begin to show us mamas and daddies what we need, what our children need, what our families, what we need to make our house into a home. Amen. He'll begin to show you things you'll begin to recognize. Thank, praise God, that comes from the throne of grace. Praise the Lord. When a comforter begins to instruct. In verse 14, he says, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Amen. Jesus is going to say, he's going to take what is mine and he's going to show it to you. Amen. To show, hey, praise God. Has the Holy Ghost God been showing you something? Has the Holy Ghost God been showing you anything? Amen. Pray, God, I thank God for the Holy Ghost of God, Brother Jesse, for showing me some things. Directing my heart, praise God, helping me to focus and refocus, praise God, when I get out of focus. Amen. He has a way of doing that. He has a way of getting our attention. He has a way of showing us the right way when we want to go the wrong way. Amen. Praise God, he has a way of just reaching down, praise God, where we're at, and just shaking us real good and saying, hey, I'm trying to help you. The old devil, he's a wooer. He gets out there and he just keeps trying to woo us away. Amen. Trying to get us away from the truth. Trying to get us away from that that's healthy and that that's helpful. But praise God, he never does anything to encourage us. Amen. Just discouragement everywhere. But praise God, the Holy Ghost of God, when we need... Hey, we need him in revival, praise God. If we're going to be revived, right? Revival is a personal thing. Amen. Revival, it starts with me and it starts with you. A lot of times I believe a church sits around, they look at me like a sheep looking at a new gate, and they say, preacher, revive us if you can. Amen. I can't revive you. I can't stir you, praise God, till you want to be revived. Amen. Till you want to get that help and that encouragement, that instruction from God, praise God, that'll stir in your soul. Amen. Praise God, help me, praise God, to have it in mind.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord, to direct me, praise God, in the path I need to go. To refocus me. To educate me. You know, I need education too. I need to know what thus says the Word of God. I need the Holy Ghost of God to show me how to apply it to my life. I need to, praise God, let him have the right of way in my heart so he can show me what he had me to do. Show me who he wants me to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. A little humility goes a long ways. Amen. A little humility goes a long ways. Praise God. You get in a bind. You get in a situation. Praise God, that you can't handle. Amen. It'll bring humility to you. Amen. It'll bring you down to a humble state of mind where you say, Lord, I know that you are God. And beside you, there's no other. And I'm just trusting you. Amen. So I don't have no strength in me to prevail. But God, I know that you are that strength. Because you have overcome. Amen. So a preacher, that's all well and good. That's a purpose of the Holy Spirit of God. Our purpose is to comfort and guide and instruct. Amen. But how do we get that? So let me rephrase that. How do I get that? How does he bring it down to me? He brings it through manifestation. He manifests it to you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, he said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. He said, it's the Spirit of God that's manifest to me and you. Amen. Praise God. You know why we don't see it? We don't feel it. We don't recognize it. It's because we don't want it. Amen. But praise God, we need it. We need the Spirit of God. We need the message of God. We need the comfort of God. And we need the guidance and the leadership. If this nation's ever going to prevail, the evil that's bestowed upon us, praise God, we've got to receive the manifestation of the Spirit of God. We've got to receive it with open-heartedness. Amen. Throw open my heart and say, Lord, just manifest yourself. Now, I got to think about that word manifestation. That manifestation spirit. Noah Webster in 1828, he said this. It said it's the act of disclosing what is secret, unseen, or obscure. He said discovering to the eye or understanding. Amen. He said it's clear evidence, in other words. It's evidence, praise God, of what God wants to do for you. It's evidence what God can do for you. It's evidence, praise God, of a God of glory. Praise God, that's big enough to take care of what's needed, to do for you and move you, praise God, in the direction that you need to go to be pleasing to God. Amen. It's evidence. The Holy Ghost of God is evidence of what you can be. Don't you let the devil tell you that you can't be somebody, right? Don't you let the devil tell you that you can't do what's okay in the eyes of God. Don't you let nobody that you hang out with, praise God, tell you that you can't be a good person God wants you to be. Don't you let it. That's a lie of the devil. Praise God. God of glory said, I've got better things for you. I've got a better place and a better way for you. Praise God. He said, you just have to look for my way. He said, in the manifestation, praise God, that's obscure, that's hard to see. He said, praise God, he said, I'll light the way. I'll turn on a light for you, and you can see what's right. Amen. He said, I'll manifest it to you. Praise God, he said, when you get to looking for it, he said, I'll put a big old spotlight on it. Amen. Praise God, you're struggling around in the darkness. You're groping around, praise God, trying to figure out where to go and what you need. Praise God, the Bible said the Holy Ghost of God, if you get the seeking Lord's will, he'll shine a light on it. Amen. That's been obscure, that's been hidden, that you couldn't see, praise God, he said he'll illuminate it and make it to where you can see it. Amen. It won't be no gray area. Like the devil paints, it'll be a place that's well lit. It'll be a place that you can see, a direction, praise God, that you can go, that a blind man can see. When we start looking at it, and the Holy Ghost of God begins to manifest himself. He begins to show himself. I like it when the Holy Ghost God, like he did here Wednesday night. Amen. Praise the Lord, he just shows up, begins to deal with heart. And folks begin to sing praises. Brother Robert got beside himself. Amen. Got to crying, and we got to crying. We couldn't even sing. Amen. But I'll tell you, he was singing a song down in his heart. Glory be to God. Hey, Lord, I want to tell you something. Now, that's contagious. Amen. That's contagious. Praise God. But we need to recognize today that manifestation of the Spirit that is given to every man to profit withal. It's given to every man. You hear me? Every one of us can have that manifestation spirit if we desire it, if we want it. You say, well, preacher, I've got things I'm doing. I've got people I run around with, and they just won't go along with that. Well, I'd let them go along the way they want to go, and I'd go with God. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. You say, how come? Because the Bible tells us, praise God, that they some men of old. I want to say, praise God, I thank God for men and women of old. Men and women that, praise God, have stayed with the stuff, that haven't given in, haven't compromised the way of God. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, the Bible says, for the prophecy came not of old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. He said, hey, what took place? He said, they was good, some good old godly saints. Praise God, it's decided. Like old Jeremiah, they was just going to stay with the stuff. They wasn't going to quit, wasn't going to compromise. They was going to go on the right path. If it hair lift the devil and the whole world. Amen. It didn't matter what the devil thought. It didn't matter what their family thought. It didn't matter what their friends thought. Praise God, they said, hey, what's right's right. And God is right, and we're going to go with God.
Amen.
What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that, praise God, these godly men and women. You say, well, preacher, I look around and I see godly men and women. Praise God, have stayed in the fight. They've endured the test. They've overcome. Praise God. How did they do that? And praise God, because they was carried along, praise God, by the precious power of God, through the Holy Spirit of God, looking for guidance and leadership and instruction day by day. Praise God. Not on Sunday morning, not on Sunday night, but every day, every moment of every day. Amen. And God guides them and leads them in the path of righteousness. Amen. For His name's sake. He said it was godly men. Amen. Prophets of old, praise God, that kept our focus and carried on, praise God. Moved forward for God. I wonder what's a moving force in our lives today. What's a moving force in me and you? Huh? Self, selfish desires, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the lust of the eye. What's moving us today? I'm afraid, praise God, in a whole lot of us, it's not the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. It's this whole world and everything that the world holds. But praise God, I want to say today that there's a better way. Praise God, just become a child of God and get on the right path. Jesus said, it's not too hard. He said, just take up your cross. Follow me. Amen. He said, just follow Jesus. What would Jesus do? How would Jesus act? How would Jesus react to this situation? Would he scream and holler and shout? He might shout, praise God. But would he scream and holler? Would he pitch a fit? Would he act goofy? No. He'd talk to the Father. He'd say, Lord, forgive him. Oh, sin. You know what happens to a lot of Baptists? You know what's wrong with most of us today? Hey, praise God, we've got this sanctimonious thoughts in our mind that we're better than everybody else, praise God, and everybody else is just an old sinner going to hell. Praise God. Hey, if we truly believe that, we ought to have more compassion than ever before.
Amen?
Amen? If we truly believe it, everybody else just an old sinner, just wicked as hell itself, praise God, we ought to be more compassionate than we've ever been. And when those folks come along and they assail us, they persecute us, they put us there, they aggravate us, and they frustrate us, praise God, we ought to just be able to say, Lord, help them. They just know sinner, don't know no better. Yeah. But you know what we'll do? We'll get puffed up, and we'll pout, and we'll blow up, and we'll shout, and we'll scream, and we'll holler, cause all kind of clamor. Amen? Praise the Lord. How do you know? Because I've been there. Amen? Praise God. Hey, listen, there ain't nobody have temper like I got. Amen. But God, hey, it's the Holy Ghost of God that keeps me in check. Amen. I say, God, please don't help me to go there no more. Amen. I guess that's why God called me. Praise God. He said, I guess he feared I was too hard-headed. I wouldn't compromise with the devil. Amen. Hey, listen, I do have enough sense, praise God, to know what's right. And praise God, I ain't going to compromise what's right. Amen. I'm going to stay, praise God. If God says it's wrong, I'm going to just bank on it's wrong. If He says it's right, praise God, I'm just going to count on it's right. Amen. Just stay with God. Why? Because the Holy Ghost of God directs me. He focuses me. He shows me what I can do. Shows what I can't do. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost of God, the Spirit of God in revival. Amen. We cannot and we must not dictate to the Holy Ghost of God. We can't think, hey, listen, a lot of times we want to plan. I was thinking about this. I was planning this meeting. Holy Ghost revival, praise God. I said, Lord, just give us a whole time, old-fashioned Holy Ghost meeting. Amen. And I got to thinking, I got to writing down and trying to pin her out, trying to put her on paper what we need to do and the thoughts that I had. And like the Holy Ghost of God, it reached down and grabbed me up, put me up out of my chair. He said, hey, what you doing? You said you want Holy Ghost revival. You want meeting. How are you going to do that if you dictate to me? I said, thank you, Lord. Praise God, you come in on February
to 10. Praise God, and from here, that, from now to then, and praise God, you just dictate to us, and praise God, we'll just get in.
Amen.
Amen. We can't dictate to the Holy Ghost of God. We try to dictate and plan it out. You know, that's what's wrong with two-thirds of our churches today. We try to plan out every aspect of the service, and we don't let the Holy Ghost of God. Well, in a lot of churches, praise God, if He showed up, acted out like He does here, praise God, He'd scare them to death. They say, well, wait a minute, fella. You got to sit down. You can't testify like you did a while ago. You're interrupting the service. They'd kill at graveyard dead, and the Holy Ghost God opened the door, and He'd leave. He might not come back. Amen. We get thinking, well, praise God, that we can do it without the Holy Ghost of God and the power. I'm talking about the power that comes from God.
Yeah.
See, God sends that down through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, hey, I'll get from the throne of grace and I'll send it down through the Holy Ghost of God. He said, whatever you get, He said, it'll be because I send it, because I give it. Everything that we have, every truth that we know is from Jesus Christ because He is truth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Truth and life. Amen. Only thing we got, the only power we can get is through Him. Praise God. He said He gives us that power. Amen. And we cannot, we must not dictate to the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. We got to let Him have our right of way. Praise God. We try to plan, we try to do things. The Bible says decent and in order. But there's a right way and a wrong way to do decent and in order. Amen. We got to mind the Holy Ghost of God. And we got situations here, praise God. When all of our people's well and everybody's here, praise God, the church is about full. Amen. We need more room. We need more parking. But praise be God, you know who's going to furnish that? It's going to be the Holy Ghost of God. It ain't going to be your little old pastor. Praise God, I'm just the under-shepherd, and I'm just going to wait on God to do what God wants to do. Amen. I'm not going to dictate to Him. Praise God, me and these men of church, when we sat down, praise God, we're going to do what God wants us to do.
Amen.
For His glory. Amen. You know why? Because God will bless that. God will honor that. God will get glory out of that. Amen. I can't dictate the Holy Ghost God. Amen. I just have to listen to Him. Amen. Hey, by the way, He's smarter than I am. I'm just no country boy from North Buncombe. I can't even spell temptation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, I spell her like I say her. Temptation. Bless God. Amen. Ain't no P in that the way I say it. Amen. Glory to God. I service. I said, hey, you know you spelled temp. Brother Richard told me. He was in North Buncombe too, bless God. I don't know how he knew. Amen. Did you know you misspelled temptation? You left the P out, preacher. Amen. That's all right, praise God. You got the meaning and just. Praise the Lord. Hey, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the Spirit of God guiding us and leading us, praise God. The Spirit of God. In revival. We need the Spirit of God in revival. If we're going to have revival. We need to be in the leadership of the Holy God. I got to thinking about old Paul and Silas and them, praise God. When they went out, you know what they did? They listened to the Holy Ghost. Hey, it was a few times that the Holy Ghost God told Paul. Paul said, I believe I'll just go over yonder. And the Holy Ghost said, whoa. He said, uh-uh. He said, you ain't going over there, Paul. Paul said, yeah, I'll go. He said, uh-uh. Old Paul said, okay. You said take it to the whole world, but if you say, whoa. He said, yeah, you hold off. You know why? Because the Holy Ghost God said, I'm already working over there. I've got to get some things set up for you before you go. Amen. You know what? If we had listened to the Holy Ghost of God and then let Him have a Holy Ghost revival down our soul, God would go before us, praise God. Holy Ghost God fix things up for us so that we can come along behind Him, praise God, and give God the glory. Amen. But He says over in Acts chapter 15, verse 28, He said, for it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than the necessary things. Father, I thought about that and I got to thinking. I said, whoa, glory to God. Now what they were doing is say, hey, it seemed good to the Holy Ghost. Hey, I won't say praise God. If it don't seem good to the Holy Ghost of God, we just leave it alone.
Amen.
But praise God, Paul said, hey, listen. Oh, Brother Luke said, hey, listen. Said, if it's not pleasing the Holy Ghost of God, then praise God, it's not going to be pleasing us. But he said, praise God, when it's pleasing the Holy Ghost of God, when the Holy Ghost of God says, boy, I really like that, you can get on board with it and say, whoo, glory to God, I like that too. Amen. I kind of like it, praise God, around here when the Holy Ghost of God gets to moving and Brother Robert gets to praising God and some of these others, praise God, get to praising God and the tears get to flowing and the hallelujahs start rolling. Praise God, and God begins to get the glory and praise God, we get to get in on that and the Holy Ghost of God's having his right away. Nobody's dictating to him and praise God, we get to get in on it. Praise God, say, hey, Holy Ghost, God likes that and I like it too. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God help some old reprobate that say, bless God, I don't see why he's a shouting. He ain't got nothing to shout about. Amen. I beg your pardon. Praise God, we've ever one got something to shout about. Amen. Glory be to God. We may not be the best person in the world, but praise God, we're serving a perfect Savior. Amen. We're serving one, praise God, that's able to manifest himself and to show us those obscure things so that we can see God as he is and thank God, give him the praise and the glory that he deserves in this hour we live. Amen. God help that our nation could get back to those same principles to magnify and give God glory one more time. Amen. I was thankful for that. I don't know if any of you have watched it. They had that meeting over here at the Agriculture Center last Thursday night. And they had a committee up there and they was answering questions and they was talking about guns and gun control and all those things like that. And they had two that was infidels, two that, praise God, are progressists that just think that everything in this world ought to change and cater to them. But they had one old fellow there from the gun club. Hey man, I'm not just bragging because he's from the gun club, but he was standing up and he said, what's wrong with America is we've lost our morals, our convictions. He said, we've took our eyes off of God. He said, we took God out of the schools. We took him out of the government. And praise God, that's where we failed. Yes, sir. Amen. That's where we failed. He says, we've quit listening to God. He said, we've come into hard times. We've come into some struggles. Amen. But when will we begin to get the power of God back? When we begin to listen to Him? When will revival take place in the land one more time? You say, well, preacher, we're too far gone. Hogwash. You're putting God in that box again. You're saying God can't. Well, I will say God can. Amen. He said, preacher, Aaron, he said, how could revival ever come again to America? We've got so far away from God. It's when we get God in our heart, praise God, so strongly, praise God, that revival breaks out in us. Amen. Are you hearing me? When revival breaks out in me and revival breaks out in Jesse, praise God, revival breaks out in old Brother Bill and old Brother Rex gets in, praise God, and then John follows suit, praise God, people begin to magnify and glorify God, then God's people get on fire, God's house will be on fire, God's country will be on fire, God's nation will be on fire, praise God. Amen. Amen. The reason we don't have Holy Ghost revival is so we've programmed the Holy Spirit of God out of revival. Because we've programmed the Holy Ghost of God out of ourselves. When can we see revival? When can revival take place? When we quit grieving the Holy Ghost of God. Amen? We'll sit here at the house of God. Now listen to me. We'll sit here in the house of God and the Holy Ghost of God will stir our heart and say, hey, just won't you stand up and just say, praise the Lord. And you'll sit there and fold your arms like that and say, I ain't going to do it. And they some dear old sister somewhere, dear old brother, praise God, it's sitting there, it's discouraged and depressed. And praise God, if you'd do that, praise God, he'd get them out of that. But you know what you do? You sit there and you grieve the Holy Ghost of God. And you kill the whole service. Amen? Because you don't mind. And I'm not talking about a bunch of wildfire and a bunch of junk. But I'm talking about when the Holy Ghost of God stirs in your heart. We need to move. Amen. Praise God, we need to be stirred by the Holy Ghost. God, we need to listen. We need to be attentive to the Holy Ghost of God. How come, preacher? Because he's speaking the things that come from Jesus. Amen. Comes from the throne of grace. Comes from the throne on high. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what would it be like? What would it be like if the Holy Ghost of God had his right of way? What would it be like if God's people got on fire for God? What would it be like if God's people started listening to the Holy Ghost of God? Let me show you what it'd be like. Look over at Isaiah chapter 35. Isaiah back chapter 35. He's talking about the regathering of Israel. In Isaiah chapter 35 verse 4, it says, say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. He said, praise God, that Spirit of God come down to where you're at. No matter where you're at, no matter what you're in, praise God, he'll come down to where you're at. Praise God, with a vengeance and rip recompense. And praise God, he'll pull you out of that mess. Amen. If you'll let him. See, I look for Him too. When I get, praise God, down, I get, praise God, beside myself. When I do things I shouldn't do, I look for the Holy Ghost of God to correct me. Amen? You say, well, preacher, you're crazy. I don't want the correcting of God on me. I do. Amen? Because, hey, without chastening, He said, I'm a bastard, not a son. Oh, praise God, I look for Him to chasten me, praise God, because I know that He loves me. I know He cares for me. Amen? And we begin to get our hearts right, begin to get in a mind of revival, praise God, a mind of the Spirit of God. Praise God, God begins to deal with us. Verse 5, that's what takes place. I'm not when there's a stirring in God's people. He said, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. He said, then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. Praise God. He said, hey, when the Holy Ghost of God begins to move on the scene, He begins to touch people. He begins to touch the ones that wouldn't hear, the ones that wouldn't listen to God. He begins to touch them, praise God, in the very depths of their soul. They begin to come out of there, and they begin to hear, and they begin to see, and they begin to recognize that there's a God of glory. Amen. He said, then they begin to leap like a hart. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm talking about when you get the Holy Ghost revival down in your soul. Amen. You begin to be encouraged. You begin to be excited. You remember the story? The Bible says Peter and John were going down to the temple at the sixth hour to worship. It said that a man had been crippled from his birth. He's sitting at the gate, beautiful, and he was sitting there. He was collecting alms, and Peter and John come along, and he's headed down towards the temple, but something caught their eye. Old Peter punched old, I'd say old Peter, he punched John. He said, hey, let's see what we can do for this fellow over here. I mean, let's share what we got. He went over there, and that old fella sitting there, and holding out, seen him coming. You know what he does? He sticks out that cup. He said, if you could just give me a couple of coins, I'd be satisfied. Praise God. Said old Peter. He pulls up there and he pulls out his pockets. He said, I ain't got nothing to put in your cup. He said, silver and gold have I none. But he focused on him, and he got him to focus on him. He said, but such as I have, give I unto thee. He said, rise up, praise God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the Bible said at that man, you know what done that? It was believing on God. It's stepping out on faith. It's trusting the Holy Ghost of God. And God made him well. And the Bible said he jumped up and he leapt and he sprang like a young hart. Praise God. He leaped and bounded all the way to the temple. Amen. Why? Because something happened. Well, thank God, we ought to be jumping and leaping and praising God for what He's done for us. He said, well, preacher, I was never blind and lame. Really? We were blind in sin. You may be blind in sin today. Amen. You may be thinking that everything that you do is okay. But I want to say, praise God, if it's contrary to God and His Word, it's wrong. It's not okay. Amen. You're blind. You're deceived. Amen. If you ain't running to Jesus, if you ain't trying to walk closer to Him than you've ever been, praise God, then you're lame. You're crippled. Amen. Amen. Say, oh me, preacher. Amen. By saying, praise God, if we want a Holy Ghost revival, What would it be like? We have Holy Ghost revival when we begin to see Him and we begin to hear Him. We begin to recognize Him. Praise God, we begin to get strength. We need to get boldness and courage. And we need to begin to leap like hearts. Praise God, and run towards the Lord Jesus Christ. What would it be like when we have revival, when we get stirred in the depths of our soul and God begins to have His right of way in our hearts and life? There's a lot of folks today that's never gave God their life. There's a lot of us today that's never just submitted ourselves to God. Submitting ourselves to God and putting up a resistance to the devil. I wonder, are you resisting the devil today? Are you resisting the temptation? You say, well, preacher, how do I do it? By listening to the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. By not pushing Him aside. By not dictating to Him. But listening to Him. See, we can't tell the Holy Ghost of God nothing. He knows our very inward most thoughts. Amen. He makes groaning for us when we don't even know what to ask for. But if we realize today, praise God, that He's on our side. Amen. He's on our side. He's that present help. He's that comforter, consoler, that educator, instructor. He's what we need. The Holy Ghost in revival. So the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit in revival. We need that individually. How do we have that today? How do you have that today? By making a place in your heart. Amen. Taking Him out of that little old dark corner and just saying, Holy Ghost of God, Lord Jesus, just let Him have His right away in my heart. Show me what You'd have me to do. Show me what You'd have me to say. Give me what You'd have me to do. And show me where You'd have me to go. Say, let me just be mindful of You. Let me just listen. Let me be obedient to the Holy Ghost of God.